We continue Be'ezrat Hashem in our limud of Mishnayot, Masechet Shabbat. We are in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Bet. Mishnah Aleph dealt with a kira, that's a stove with two places on top to put pots. Now the Mishnah will discuss a tanur. A tanur, in the language of the Mishnah, is an oven that is narrower at its top than at its bottom. Because of its shape, so it's shaped like a triangle, so a tanur does not lose its heat easily, and therefore it's treated more stringently than a kira. Tanur she'isikuhu bikashu bigvava. If a tanur was heated even just with the straw or chips of wood, lo yiten ben mitocho ben me'al gabav. One cannot place food either inside it or on top of it. Although we said in the previous Mishnah that these types of fuel burn so quickly that they don't even form into coals, but they do create some small embers, and therefore there is a concern that a person might stoke these embers as well, because a tanur retains enough heat, more than the kira, that it can cook food even after the fuel is used up and only embers remain. So therefore, there is still a chashash of Shema Yachteva Gechalim, he might stir the embers to make the food cook faster. Now, the Mishnah now is going to speak of another type of a stove, and that's called the kupach. A kupach is similar to the kira of the previous Mishnah, except that the kira was a rectangular stove, and it had room for two pots, while the kupach is a square and has place for only one pot on top. So now, since a kupach is smaller than the kira, it becomes hotter than the kira, and it stays hot longer. But even so, it is not as hot as the tanur that we just mentioned. So in some ways, it's treated like a kira. In other ways, it's treated like a tanur. So let's see. Kupach she'isikuhu bekash ubigvava hareze kekiraim. Begefet ube'etzim hareu ketanur. A kupach that was heated with kash ubigvava, with the straw or the chips of wood. So then it's treated like a kira, which means that just as one could leave hot food on a kira that was heated with straw or wood chips, as we learned in the previous Mishnah, so too a person can leave hot food on a kupach that was heated with these substances. Begefet ube'etzim, however, if it was heated with pulp or large pieces of wood, hareu ketanur, then it's treated like a tanur. And as we learned before, regarding a tanur, one is not allowed to leave food on the tanur. So on the kupach also, you cannot leave food on it that was heated with these, on a kupach that was heated with these substances, even if the coals were removed or covered. Mishnah Gimel. Now, before we learn Mishnah Gimel, just a word of introduction. The prohibition mideoraita against cooking on Shabbat, the melacha of mevashel, applies only when we use heat that has fire as its source. Mevashel is only with ish, with fire. But let's say a person cooks with heat directly from the sun, that is not prohibited mideoraita. That's not considered cooking, since this is not how cooking is normally done. Our Mishnah here is going to discuss cooking not directly over a fire or directly under the sun, but cooking by the heat of an object or substance that it itself was heated by fire or by sun. That's called toladat ha'ur or toladat ha'chama. A substance that was heated by fire or heated by the sun, to cook with that substance or to cook over that object, what is the halakha? Let's see. En notnim betza betzad hameham bishvil shetidgalgel. We cannot place an egg next to the meham. Meham is a hot kettle on Shabbat. Bishvil shetidgalgel, in order that the egg will roll, which means roll means slightly cooked. So even if the kettle is not directly on the fire, so you're not cooking from the fire directly, but you're cooking with something that was heated up on fire before. That's called toladat ha'u. So because we said, mid'oraita, it's forbidden not only to cook directly over fire, but even by the heat of something that itself was heated by fire, such as this kettle. So you cannot put a bitzah right by a hot kettle on Shabbat, bishvil shetit galgel, in order to slightly cook the egg. That would be considered asur of isur of mevashel. Ve'lo yafki'ena besudarim. And also, a person cannot break an egg open and fry it besudarim, on scarves that were heated by the sun. Now, although cooking with heat, whose source is the sun, whether the sun itself or something heated by the sun, is mutal mideoraita, but the Chachamim prohibited cooking with something that had been heated by the sun. In other words, to cook by the sun directly, that's mutar. But to cook by toladat hachama, by something that was heated by the sun, such as these scarves that were heated by the sun, and you put an egg in it, and you break the egg open in it, and immediately it's going to be slightly cooked by the heat of that scarf that was heated by the sun, Chachamim say that's not allowed. Because they were concerned that a person might make a mistake to say, if you allow me toladat hachama, then maybe toladat ha'ur is also allowed. If I'm allowed to cook something by the source, with the source of something that was heated by the sun, so maybe I'm also allowed to cook something by something that was heated by the fire. So therefore, in order to make sure such a mistake will not be made, they made a gezerah toladat hachama atu toladat ha'ur. You're not allowed to cook by something that was heated by the sun, lest you might come to cook by something that was heated by the fire. So that's why Tanakama says, lo yafki'ena besudarim, ve'Rabbi Yossi matir. However, Rabbi Yossi permits cooking an egg on sun-heated scarves, because according to Rabbi Yossi, the Chachamim did not prohibit cooking with something that had been heated by the sun. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi. Now, there are some cases in which even Rabbi Yossi agrees that one is not allowed to use something that is heated by the sun in order to heat food. Ve'lo yatminena behol ube'avak drachim bishvil shetitzale. Lo yatminena behol. One cannot bury an egg in sand or in avak drachim or in the dust of the roads that have become hot in the sun. Bishvil shetitzale, in order to roast the egg. In this case, Rav Yossi agrees that it's asur, because if one is allowed to cover an egg in hot sand or in hot dust on Shabbat, then he might come to cover it in hot ashes, and that is asur mideoraita. The Bar Tanura explains that if one were allowed to bury an egg in sun-heated sand, people might not realize that this is something that is permitted, because the sand was not heated by fire. Instead, they might think that burying food in any hot substance is not regarded as cooking. So this could lead them to believe that a person is allowed to bury food even in ash of coals that were heated by fire, and that would totally be a transgression mideoraita of the melacha of cooking. So here, even Rabbi Yossi agrees that lo yatminena bechol ube'avak drachim bishvil shetitzale. Baruch Adonai le'olam, amen ve'amen.